The most profound spiritual teachers of all time say the same thing in different ways. Quiet the mind and listen within. Over the last 10 years of my life, I've been asking the same question. Can it really be that simple? This blogcast is about my journey to the answer. I am Kayla Corsiglia, and you are listening to Intuition Academy. Hey. Okay, so I was having a realization this morning, and I just really wanted to share it with somebody. So yesterday I recorded this podcast episode. I don't know if you had a chance to listen to it yet, but it was on inspired action, and I really got myself into, like, you know, through writing the material and trying to write notes before I started recording, and then also, you know, recording off the cuff, as I tend to do, I sort of started to, like, I'm assuming, get myself into a feeling of inspiration, right? Like, just by writing this and just by talking about inspiration and energy and all the things, like, I feel like I started to, like, get into the energy of inspiration. And so then I feel like my thoughts on the topic of inspiration started to evolve more than they had when I originally started recording the podcast. So anyway, if you haven't listened to the episode, I really suggest listening to it. It was super inspired. I had a lot of fun recording it. But now I woke up today and I was thinking about, like, inspiration, you know, like, what leads us? Like, I was explaining in that podcast episode about how, like, the thing that leads us to inspiration isn't always the thing that we desire. It's just the thing that is where our mind is ruminating on, you know, like, we're inspired based on what we're ruminating on. And so inspired action is sort of like the wrong way to even word it. It makes it feel sort of like, oh, well, you're not taking action, or it's not inspired if it's not towards the thing that you desire. But it is, it's still inspired action. It's just, instead of, you know, always leading you towards your desire, it's constantly leading you towards the thing that your mind is thinking about the most, especially if it's focused on something that you don't believe, or something that you know don't desire versus something that you do desire. Like, either way, wherever your mind is focused, that's where you're going to be inspired to take action towards. And what I realized after spending an entire day yesterday practicing this, I, first of all, understood it in a way that felt even more simple than it did when I was recording the podcast episode. And two, it gave me, like, really, really clear instructions on how to do it literally every day, all the time. So I don't know. I want to share, like, the way that the day unfolded yesterday, because it's such a fun flow story and such, like, a beautiful indication of like how easy it can really be. So yesterday I woke up and I don't remember exactly what I was thinking about, what I was desiring, but I was realizing that, like, the things that I desire, the feeling of having those desires fulfilled, basically for each of them was going to be a feeling of satisfaction. And I was like, okay, so to me, in my experience, that means what I'm really desiring right now is to feel satisfied. And this is where I think a lot of us get tripped up, like, when we're first beginning, and that is, the first thing that I thought was, well, what can I do right now to feel satisfied? What can I do right now? And I was thinking about, like, a bunch of random things that make me feel satisfied. Like, I could go take a walk, or I could go to this store, I could go get groceries, I could cook myself something. And I was like, wait just a second. Like, this is what I was literally just recording my podcast episode about. Like, it's not about doing something to make you feel a certain way. Like, I wanted to do something to feel satisfied. But what comes first, what always comes first, is a feeling and a thought that feels satisfying. And then when you're already thinking and feeling satisfied without having to do anything, without anything being the cause of it, that's when you're inspired to a circumstance that will feel satisfying. And I was like, okay, so I don't know, like in simple terms, that means I just need to sit here and think about something that feels satisfying to me, right? And so I sort of was pacing back and forth in my kitchen. It was still pretty early in the day. I was like probably finishing up my coffee. I was about to start taking notes on that podcast episode about taking inspired action. And I was in the middle of taking the notes and hadn't started recording yet. And so I stopped, I got up, and I was like, I'm going to go back to recording that podcast episode from a place of inspiration rather than from trying to force it out of me. So I got up, I was pacing back and forth, and I was like, just thinking about things that felt satisfying to me. I don't even know off the top of my head what I was thinking in the moment, but probably like different foods that are really satisfying to eat, or finally going to that restaurant that you've always wanted to go to, or like talking to somebody after being a little bit worried about them, or, you know, cooking something and being really satisfied with the way it turns out. Like when you receive a package in the mail, you know, like receiving the package in the mail is like so satisfying. And, you know, it's been like an entire year since I've received a package in the mail. And so, yeah, like the memory of that is satisfying. And I was like reaching for memories and thoughts and different things, like situations that I've been in before that have felt satisfying. And then suddenly that's what I was feeling. I was feeling satisfied. And while I was doing this, I happened to look out the window and I saw a man like across the rice paddies on the other side on the pathway walking with a little black puppy. And one of the shop owners that lives right, or that works right outside in front of my villa, just recently got a little black puppy and has been bringing the puppy with him to stay at the shop to, you know, while it's getting older and, you know, it still needs to be left in a cage when no one's watching it. Otherwise, it's going to get out and, you know, get into things. And here in Bali, they don't leave dogs in houses. They're all wild, like outdoor dogs. And so when you get a new puppy, you have to leave it in a cage if you're not watching it. And so he's been, you know, leaving the puppy in the cage, and I haven't even seen the puppy other than one or two separate times from afar, you know, just like walking back and then seeing it or hearing it barking. You can always, you know, hear a puppy barking. But anyway, I see this man walking with the puppy, and I was like, that's not the shop owner. And I was like, that's a white man. like that guy's not Balinese. What is he doing with the shop owner's puppy? And there have been a couple of times because Maisie had puppies not that long ago. And every once in a while, you know, while the puppies are out like frolicking, people that aren't from here will get nervous because they see like this little puppy just sort of like out running down the alleyways and in the rice paddies. And they're like, where the hell is this puppy's owner? Like, is this puppy okay? And I've had to go outside and console a couple people and be like, this is just the way they do it. It's normal. Please don't think that you have to steal this puppy. It belongs to somebody. And they're like, okay, yeah, thank you. And so I kind of got a little bit nervous. I was like, does that guy think that like that puppy doesn't belong to anybody? Is he gonna like steal it? And so I came outside. I went outside into my front yard, and I went to the gate, and I was like, hey, like, are you like worried about the black puppy? Because the shop owner owns it. And he was just like, what? And I was just like, I said it again. He was like, no, I'm not worried about the puppy. And I was just like, okay. I was like, I just wanted to let you know that like, that's the shop owner's puppy. And he was like, I know, like I'm friends with the shop owner, and I come and let the puppy out a couple times a day, you know, because they just don't do it. They don't do that. They like leave the puppy in the cage all day. It's really upsetting. And so I just offered to come and, you know, take care of it a few times throughout the day. And I was like, oh. And he was just like, do you live in this villa? And I was like, I do. And so him and I we struck up this conversation. He was like a, you know, middle-aged or a little bit over middle-aged man who said that he's been living in Ubud for 10 years plus. He's German. And it was like a really satisfying conversation I had with him. And by the time that we ended that conversation, he was like, okay, so I'm going to leave. He was like, but you live here, right? And I was like, I do. And he was just like, so why don't you just, like, we can sort of tag team it with the puppy. Like, when I'm not here, instead of putting it back in the cage, I can just hand it off to you and you can watch the puppy for a while. And I was like, okay. And so he handed the puppy over to me. This is a brand new puppy, like too young to even be taken away from its mother in my perspective puppy. And I just like take the puppy with me into my yard and I go and sit on my terrace in my, in front of my villa. And I'm just sitting and like petting the puppy in my lap. It comes in like, and sits in my lap and it falls asleep. And I was like, wow, this is really satisfying. And I was like, you know what would be satisfying is, it was like a really nice, bright, sunny day. And typically, you know, I've been living in Bali for almost a year now and I got over wanting to be in the sun all the time. And so I haven't been sunbathing or like sitting in the sun for a while. If anything, I've been avoiding it because this was the first time I skipped winter, as you know, and I just like really did not want, like I've been sick of the sun. But today I was like, it's a really nice sunny day. It's like not too hot. I was like, maybe I'll like go sit in the sun with the puppy. That sounds nice. The puppy can sleep. And so I go grab a blanket. I bring the puppy inside. I put on a tube top so I don't get, you know, tan marks with my sleeves. And I walk back outside with the blanket and set us down. And then the puppy is like frolicking in the grass. And I'm just sitting there watching the puppy playing and trying to make sure it's not chewing on anything that I think could potentially be toxic to it. And then I was like, you know what? Because I noticed it kept wanting to bite on this one plant. And of course, feeling satisfied, like who doesn't feel satisfied watching a puppy, like a brand new puppy frolicking in the grass. And I'm like, you know what would be really nice is if I went inside and I got like an old pair of shorts or something that I never wear and that are kind of raggedy and I let the puppy use that as a chew toy. And so I run inside really quick and I was like, while I'm in here, maybe I'll get him a glass of water too. And so I get a little teacup, I fill it with water. And I was like, you know what would also be nice is if I got some suntan lotion or some olive oil or coconut oil and some sunblock, because I'll always put like sunblock on first layer and then I'll put oil on top. So I'm not burning, but I'm also getting a tan. And I was like, I haven't done that in forever. So I grab all the supplies, I run back outside, I give the puppy the water, it drinks like half the cup, I run back and get more, and I give it the shorts, and it's playing with the shorts, and I'm just sitting there, and I'm like rubbing oil into my legs, and rubbing, you know, the sunblock into my face, and I'm like feeling the sun on me, I'm like, this is so satisfying, and then one of my favorite street dogs, I don't know what his name is. He's also a newer puppy, but like a puppy, but is getting to be full grown now. So full grown puppy. And one of my favorite street dogs, he always sleeps on my terrace at night and just like walks with me when I'm walking in the rice paddies on the little pathway. He shows up and I was like, at first I was a little bit nervous. I was like, I don't know how he's going to do with the new puppy. And so I was like watching while standing really close by just in case, and I noticed that he was like really, really, really adorably gentle with the puppy. And I was like, well, of course, he was like just a puppy with like the litter of all of his siblings not that long ago. Like, he knows what it was like. He still remembers what it's like to be a puppy. And so I'm watching this like bigger dog play like so gently with this tiny little new puppy, and so satisfying. And the puppy is like playing with that pup, with that dog's tail, and they're frolicking together in the yard. And then, you know, the puppy's like jumping, like hopping up and down, trying to like get to the other dog's face. And it was so cute. And I was like so satisfied. And then I felt the inspiration to get back to my work. And I was like, okay, I'm going to go put the puppy back in their cage. And you know, we've been out here for a few hours, and so it'd probably just take a nap anyway. And so I walk over to put the puppy in the cage, and I get smacked with like the, oh my God, like biggest stomach drop looking at the cage. I've never been a person who likes cages for dogs, and I try and respect the way that the Balinese people do things their own way. There's nothing I can do to control the way that they do things, but the cage, like, I'm not gonna go into it. It was just so much contrast came up for me in that moment, and I just felt so bad witnessing that. And I got so torn up about it that I was like throwing a little bit of a tantrum in my mind. You know, I brought the puppy back out. I was like, I'm not leaving you in there right now. I can't walk away with you in there. And so I walk back up to my terrace and I sit down and I just let the puppy continue playing a little bit. And I dropped into my inner voice. And I was like, inner voice, like, I don't understand. Like, why the hell did I just manifest this? Like, that's not, I've been so satisfied following satisfaction all day. Why would that happen? Like, why did that happen? What did I do wrong? And like, why is that okay that people treat animals like that? Like, why is that okay? And my inner voice consoled me. And this was like such a beautiful practice for me in that moment to be like, to recognize like, oh, this is contrast. My mind has slipped from thoughts of satisfaction and it's now resting on something that I don't like. And I noticed that like a lot of times when stuff like that happens, I beat up on myself. Like I did something wrong. Like that's not just fucking life, right? And so inner voice reminded me of that. Like this is just life. This is a moment of contrast. What would you prefer to feel about this situation? I was like, well, I'd prefer to feel satisfied. That was the desire I had for the day, was to feel satisfied, to feel good. And my inner voice was like, okay, well, then allow your train of thought, because immediately I wanted to go into action, right? And my inner voice was like, do not take action right now because your thoughts are fixated on not feeling satisfied. Fixate your thought once again on feeling satisfaction and then see what you feel inspired to do. And I was like, okay. And so I let myself just like fixate again on the satisfaction of the puppy and feeling satisfied in general. And then, you know, 10 minutes later, boom, I felt inspired to grab a couple things in my villa and to take them to the cage to make the cage a lot more comfortable than what it was before. And it was like the upgrade that just a simple couple things placing in there, the feeling of relief that it gave me was satisfying. It was so satisfying. And then I didn't feel guilty about putting the puppy in there. I felt satisfied about putting the puppy in there. And I was like, and then typically, you know, what I'd heard is when people would put the puppy back in its cage, it would start crying, you know, it'd start crying and it would bark for a little while until eventually it would stop and go to sleep. But this time when I put the puppy in the cage, it didn't even cry. It just like curled up in the corner and just like, you know, didn't even make a peep. And I walked away. And I went inside and I felt satisfied. I felt like relief. And then I went and I finished typing up all the notes for my podcast. I recorded it. That was satisfying. After that, I was like, I'm really hungry. And I allowed myself to think thoughts. Before I even started eating, I let myself think about like, what's the goal here? Like, why do I want to eat? And I was like, well, because I'm hungry. And sometimes I'm like, maybe I should like make something like really nice for myself. But in this moment, I was like, the thing I'm really wanting is just to feel satiated. I just want to feel full. I don't want to feel hungry anymore. And I was like, okay, so what does feeling full like feel like to me? It's just like, oh, it's just like eating nutritious food. Like that is nice to eat. And then it also like, you know, afterwards, I don't feel like I need anything else to eat. And so once I was fixated on that, I started feeling inspired to grab a couple things in the kitchen. After I finished eating, I felt satisfied. And then I noticed the guy that I'd met earlier that morning was back outside playing with the puppy. And I was like, I'm going to go say hi again. So I go say hi. And that whole situation again, the conversation, I got to see my the villa owner and his wife play with the puppy and see my other two favorite street dogs, Maisie, and then the older puppy I was referring to before. That was all really satisfying. And then I, you know, the sun started setting and I was like, okay, I'm gonna go back inside now And I noticed like this feeling of almost like boredom came over me because the sun was starting to set. I was like, usually this is the time when I'll get something to eat and I'll like sit and watch Netflix or something, right? And I was like, but I don't really want to do that. And like I caught myself like moving toward like in the like moving through the motions of like just starting to do that until I like hit play on my show. And I was like, I don't want to be doing this. Like, why am I doing this? And so I turned it off. I turned my laptop off and I was like, okay, what do I want to feel right now? And I was like, again, I want to feel satisfied. And instead of doing something, because that's immediately where my mind wants to go, right? It's like, I'm going to do something that feels satisfying to me. I was like, no, we're not going to do that. Because I'm fixated right now on the energy of not feeling satisfied and seeking something that feels satisfying. So instead, I'm going to fixate again my thought on satisfying thoughts. And so I started thinking about things that felt satisfying to me. And before I knew it, I was like, you know what would be really satisfying? I'm going to light some candles and I'm going to turn on some music. Because now the sun was totally set and it was dark. I really love not having like lights in the villa on and instead lighting candles. And so I'll just go like buy a bunch of plain white candlesticks because it's like super fun for me to watch the wax melt. And so I grabbed a couple of candlesticks. I like melt them to these ceramic plates and I light them. And then there's a really beautiful like candlelight throughout the villa. I turn on some music, one of my favorite playlists. And I'm listening and I'm like, this is so satisfying. And I'm like dancing a little bit, like swaying, and I'm like eating a snack. And I'm like, you know, it'd be really satisfying to smoke a Blue Lotus joint. And that's just a flower. It's like not psychoactive or anything. It's literally just a flower. Like for some reason I've gotten into smoking like flowers or herbs since I got to Bali. Just because sometimes the act of smoking something is actually really nice. And I've never been a cigarette smoker. I've never been like a Juul smoker. I don't really like smoking marijuana. And so this was something that just happened to like fall into my lap while I was here, me and a friend. She was like, you can smoke Blue Lotus. Let's smoke Blue Lotus tonight. I was like, okay, that sounds fun. And since then I've just been, I've done it more frequently and learned how to like roll it myself. And that's satisfying, knowing how to roll a joint, and with the pretty flowers like inside the joint paper, like the purple like showing through the paper is just so satisfying. And then being able to like light it from a candlestick, so satisfying. So I go and I roll up a Blue Lotus joint and I'm like swaying with the music a little bit, just like really enjoying the moment. And and I was like noticing that the music that I was listening to like really wasn't doing it for me. And I was like, okay, I was like, I want satisfying music, like satisfying music. And I went into my phone, into like my library in Spotify, and I realized that recently I had pinned Mac Miller's album Circles to the top of my my library because I wanted to listen to it again soon. And I was like, ooh, that's perfect, I'm gonna listen to some Mac Miller. And Mac Miller and this album is like one of the most satisfying albums for me personally. I love this album. It always makes me feel good. It always like, just like the feeling of the music and the story behind all the songs and knowing that this was released after he had overdosed. And, you know, it's just like the artistry behind the music and knowing that like his energy is still creating such an impact on the planet even after he died, and thinking about how his energy had that much of an impact, like his desires were that strong, like his passion and his belief in his music was so strong that even after he, you know, passed on, it's still impacting the world today. I actually think another full album has been released by his team after that album also. So two full fucking albums after he died. And that's not to mention all of his unreleased music you can find on like SoundCloud and YouTube and TikTok and stuff. So anyway, I turned that album on. I'm like, oh my God, this is great. And I'm like feeling the music and just satisfied, satisfied, satisfied. Like the feeling of satisfaction. And I'm smoking. And then I'm like, you know what would be really nice? It's like going outside because it's such a quiet night. I could like hear that it was quiet outside. No music playing from any of the restaurants close by. Everyone was home and being quiet, and no motorbikes that I could hear in the distance, just like the sounds of the crickets and the evening sounds. And so I go outside, I've got my music playing, I bring the candle out, I'm smoking, and I'm just sitting there, and then suddenly the clouds part and the full moon comes into view, and I didn't even know, and it was like just so bright with like all the clouds surrounding the moon. Satisfying. And then my favorite street dog comes up to my terrace, and she will sleep on my porch. Her name is Maisie. Maisie will come and sleep on my porch, on my terrace every night. And while I was sitting up there, and she comes up and she's wagging her little tail at me, and she gives me a little boop with her nose, and I'm like, I'm not petting you because I literally saw you with a rat in your mouth earlier today, but I love you, go away. And she goes and curls up by my door and goes to sleep, and I'm just sitting there like staring at the full moon and finishing off the last of my joint, listening to Mac Miller. And then I was like, you know, it'd be really satisfying. It's just like sitting in the quiet. And so once the last song on the album played, I just like let the music fade out and stop. And then it was just me and the full moon and the crickets and the evening sounds and the geckos cackling in the distance and clicking sounds and like, you know, just the quiet. It was so peaceful. And then I felt inspired to sort of think about a couple things that I really desire, that I'm really desiring right now. And I felt inspired to ask my inner voice. I was like, inner voice, like, why have these desires felt so difficult for me? I've been desiring them for so long, but why does it feel like so difficult to just embody that, to like let myself be in the belief of those things? And you know, I had a little chit chat back and forth with the inner voice. The answer is so satisfying. And at one point my inner voice had me, I don't know, it feels silly because it's such a simple desire, but my inner voice was like guiding me to visualize about having this bag that I really want to buy here in Bali. And the bag is a handmade leather bag. There's a shop that's sort of like, it gives me like old library feeling, like a really organized old library, like something in Hogwarts, like where things are hanging from the ceiling, and it just feels like, I don't know, like it's owned by a wizard, you know? And the shop is like that, except for everything in the shop is handmade leather. Handmade, hand-sewn leather bags, wallets, you know, satchels, backpacks. Just everything is handmade leather, and it's in this like almost like a really wide storage unit, you know, with like the pull down garage door that you just lock. And the man who hand sews all of these, he's sitting in the back of the shop, because I've been in the shop a couple times, I just haven't bought anything, and he'll sit in the back of the shop and he's got his light looking over whatever project he's working on, and he's sewing, and he's like topless, you know, he's got like just his sarong on, and he's sewing a handmade bag, and doesn't bother you while you're browsing through the entire store. And he's got the signs on the wall for like how much they are, and no pictures allowed, like signs are everywhere. And I really want one of those leather bags. And I just I've been telling myself, like, I would like for that to be a goodbye gift to myself, but they're a little bit pricey. You know, it's leather. It's like handmade leather. They deserve to be pricey. Pricey for like Bali standards, at least. And I don't think I've ever bought a bag for this much, which is funny, like of all places to buy it in Bali, but the person who's making these bags, I believe deserves to get paid that amount of money for these bags. And it's not even a lot. It's like less than $100 USD. For one of these bags, but like just the satisfaction of it. And I'm sitting being bathed in like the light of the full moon, like talking to my inner voice, like in by candlelight, and my inner voice is like, imagine like the feeling of being the person who has the bag, who is able to buy the bag. And And so I started visualizing myself, and I was having difficulty like actually having the experience of walking into the store and purchasing it. Like that visual felt difficult for me. And I felt a lot of like money stories coming up in my thought while I was doing that. And I was like, okay, this isn't it. This isn't it. I can't do it this way. And I was like, okay. And so then I was guided and inspired to think about like being in a situation. I'm back in Chicago. The visual that came to me first was I'm in Chicago. I am sitting in one of my favorite restaurants with one of my best friends in the whole world. And her and I haven't seen each other in forever. And she sees the bag. And she's like, oh my God, like, did you get that in Bali? And I say, yes, it is. And then I get into the story of like where it came from. I tell her about the shop and the guy in the back corner without a shirt on and just a sarong and how it was like a goodbye gift to myself. And then I was imagining myself, you know, I was imagining myself saying all of that to my sister-in-law. And then I was saying it all to, I ended up in this visual of talking to like a little kid about it. I don't know who this little kid was, but I was talking to this little kid, and the little kid saw the bag in like my future home and was like, ooh, that's a really pretty bag. Can I look at it? And I say, of course. And I'm like, you know, I bought that bag while I was living in Bali. And they're like, you live in Bali? They say, yeah, I lived in Bali for an entire year when I turned 30. I lived for my first year of my 30s in Bali. They're like, they think about it for a second, and then they look up at me, and they're like, you know, you're pretty cool. And I like chuckle, and I'm like, you know, the reason I bought that bag was because I knew one day you would see it and say that you think I'm really cool. And the kid like wrinkled their nose at me, and I was just like, I'm just kidding. I bought the bag because it made me happy, And that's all I want for you, is for you to be happy, no matter what, always. When you get to be my age, all I want is for you to be happy and to do the things that make you happy. And then the visuals ended. And then I was back sitting on my terrace with the full moon and the light, and I was like, oh, like, satisfying, right? And then I felt inspired to go up back inside. I bring my candle. I set it in my bed with me. I'm sitting and I'm like, I just want to like keep being in like satisfying visions like that. And so I like, I'm visualizing something else. I don't remember what this one was. Maybe a little bit more about the bag or visualizing myself doing something else. And then I'm getting tired. And typically what I'll do as I'm going to sleep is I'll put on like rain and thunder sounds, you know that. And so I'll have like the rain and thunder sounds playing and I just go to sleep. And instead I felt inspired to like open YouTube, and these things that have been coming across my like YouTube page, like when I go on to listen to whatever random thing I'm listening to, is like these really long recordings and like AI generated images, while there's music or like nature sounds playing. And this one that I saw was like a balcony with a fire crackling in like a little chimney that was on the porch overlooking like a lake. And it was like a comfy little couch on the balcony with the fireplace crackling. It's raining and you're overlooking a lake. And it was like this really, really beautiful scene. And it was like a 10-hour recording. And I was like, that seems really nice. And so I click into it. And I let it play. And then I just like lay down listening to this sound. And that was really satisfying. And I was like, you know what would be a really nice way to fall asleep? Would be thinking about something that's really satisfying and falling asleep while thinking about it. And so I started thinking about something really satisfying. And I was thinking about being with a person. I was thinking about being with you know who. And I was, you know, we were laying in bed together and I was just imagining like holding each other and sort of that sigh where you're holding somebody and they're holding you and you're both just like so content in that moment, you know? And I was just like satisfying. And I fell asleep feeling that way. And then I woke up this morning exactly where I left off. My thoughts were satisfying. And then I just sort of noticed that it was like easier this morning when I woke up to move in the direction of things that feel satisfying. And I was like, you know what? Like, it would be really fun to sit down and notice what my mind is really desiring today and to ask myself, like, what is the thing that I'm wanting? Like, what is it going to feel when I have it? Because that's what I had done the day before. And I was like, I feel like this is my list of desires. I sat down and I wrote it all out. This is what I really desire today. Like, I would be really happy and I'd feel very fulfilled if these things happened today. By the time I went to sleep tonight, if that's what happened. And I was like, okay, and how is it going to feel if those things happened? And I listed off all the ways that it was going to feel if those things manifested today. And I think I came up with satisfied, fulfilled, and I'd feel free, all three of those things. And I was like, I'm going to follow not just one thing, not just satisfaction today, but I'm going to let myself think about things that feel fulfilling and things that feel free. And I'm going to see what I feel inspired to do today. You know, it's just like, I feel like I almost like cracked the code for myself, you know, because it's like, sure, a lot of this stuff conceptually makes a lot of sense. I know that I've done a lot of it without realizing that I was doing it. But this felt like the first day where I was like, oh my God, I get it. Like, your focus of thought has to come before you're inspired to do something. You have to be thinking something good. You have to be thinking something fulfilling, something satisfying, something freeing. You have to be like thinking that way. You have to be feeling that way while you're thinking that way. And then the next thing that you're inspired to do will be in alignment with that. And it'll just sort of elevate and escalate from there until it's like you're not even having to think about or attempt to think about the things that are making you feel satisfying or the things that will make you feel better. You know, the moments of contrast just become moments of clarity. Oh, like I forgot to mention when I was dancing and swaying in the candlelight, like one of the things I was inspired to do was like, this is so beautiful. I was like catching glimpses of myself, like swaying gently to the music. Like I have this really beautiful, like, mirror in the dining room area that I've taken a lot of pictures on and posted in my stories on Instagram. And like, I just noticed like how beautiful it looked and how satisfying it was to like watch myself sort of dance. And I was like, I'm going to record this. And so I recorded myself dancing and then I recorded myself. I took some pictures of myself with the candles and they turned out so beautiful, but I hit a little bit of contrast in that moment too, because at one point I had my hair up and when I was taking the pictures, I ended up looking just like bald because my hair is like so dark that it was blending in with the dark room and it was pulled back. And so it looked like I had no hair in the pictures. And I was like, that doesn't look good. And that was a moment of contrast where I was like, in the past, you know, maybe I would have gotten frustrated and not wanted to and been like, well, whatever, I guess I just don't get pretty pictures today. But instead I was like, no, I want to feel satisfied. Like, I want to look at these pictures and feel satisfied. Like, I have so many pictures of myself that I can look at and be like, that's a beautiful picture of myself. I love that picture. And I was like, that's the way I want to feel when I look at the picture. And so I was like inspired to take my hair down, you know, simple inspiration. And then I took more pictures and they looked so beautiful. And like, just for me, you know, like the pictures and the videos, like they're just for me. It doesn't need to be for anything other than because when I look at them, I feel satisfied. And like, all of it starts with the way that I was thinking, you know, and I don't think I recognized like just how important it is to be thinking something. Like, you can literally consciously create, in my belief system at this point, like you can consciously create whatever you want in any day by just focusing on the way you're wanting to feel when the thing happens. Like, if my desire today is to sign a new client, why do I want to sign that new client? Because I want to lead somebody to be able to feel this way. Okay, and when I lead someone to feel that way, what's that going to feel like to me? It's going to feel satisfying. It's going to feel fulfilling. It's going to feel that way. And so if that's what I'm wanting to feel, why not just let myself feel it now? why not just let myself feel it now? And eventually the inspiration will lead me to that person, right? The inspiration, the feeling of already feeling, you know, fulfilled, already feeling satisfied will lead me there. And so reach for satisfaction today just because you can, just because it's the way you want to feel right now. And then eventually I'll end up exactly where I'm wanting to go. Eventually I'll end up in that place of feeling truly satisfied. Like, it just seems so easy, almost annoying, right? Like, almost annoying how easy it is. And obviously some days are easier than other days, but like, I don't know, today it just feels simple. Like, just think about things that feel freeing. Think about something or a moment when you felt free. Feel like you're there again for a moment. Follow the next train of thought that comes after that that feels like freedom too. Follow the thought that feels like fulfillment and just see where it takes you throughout the day. See where it takes you throughout the day and see what you're inspired to do. Like, I felt inspired to record this today because it felt satisfying, because I was already satisfied and I was following my satisfaction. And I know that recording this and posting it will feel satisfying, and, you know, and everything after this will be satisfying and fulfilling too. It's just, I don't know. I wish that more people knew how to live this way, because I think that everybody deserves to just feel some relief and to just feel good, for goodness sake. You know, they deserve to feel good just because they deserve to feel good. And I wish that I could show more people that feeling good is a choice, and that it really is just about our focus of thought. Getting comfortable with, you know, feeling into our bodies and knowing what it feels like when we're actually feeling a certain way. Instead of just feeling something and being like, does this feel fulfilling? Like, knowing that it feels fulfilling. Knowing that, like, you're currently in the energetic place of fulfillment. Your body is vibrating and feeling, emanating, attracting more of fulfillment in those moments, and it's amplifying. So every single time something else happens, it just continues, like, getting a little bit better than before, you know? And I think that, like, that's seriously the key to getting everything that we want, because everything that we're really desiring is just because we're going to feel a certain way when we get it anyway. And in order to be able to be in a place of receiving it, we have to be in that place already, you know, and regardless of whether that thing manifests or not. And I feel like this was, you know, I've had so many days like this, but this day just felt different. It felt different. It felt like my understanding had developed more, deeply than maybe in the past. Like, I was doing this, but I didn't realize I was doing it. You know what I mean? And now it's like I'm doing it and I understand exactly what I'm doing. And I understand what to do in moments when I'm not feeling good anymore. Like, when the feeling sort of dissipates, it's like, okay, time to fixate your thought. Not do, think. Don't do, think something. Think something new, think something fresh, think something better, or don't think at all. Stop thinking, go meditate, go take a nap. Just like stop the energy or move it in a different direction, and then do, and then you'll be inspired to do. And then the doing will amplify what you've already been experiencing. Like, it just feels so clear to me right now, even more so than when I was recording the episode yesterday, which, like, that's part of it, you know? Like, while I was recording it, I had a level of understanding, but I was feeling inspired. And because I followed inspiration for inspiration's sake, because I like the way it feels when I feel inspired, you know, my understanding and my inspiration just magnified within 24 hours, you know? It's just, like, so cool. I love this work so much, man. Like, I was saying to, you know, one of our clients the other day, that, like, I was saying to one of them the other day, you know, what would you be doing if it didn't cost you a single dollar the rest of your life? Like, what would you be doing? Like, what's the work? Would you be doing what you're doing right now if it was never going to pay you again and you never had to worry about money again? Would you be doing this? And I contemplate that a lot. And that's one of the reasons that I feel so fulfilled right now in my life, because I don't do this for the money. Like, the money is like something completely separate from the reason I do my work. Like, if I had all the money in the world, I would still do this. I would still want to work with clients. I would still want to guide them to feeling this way, to have the sort of day that I just had, to understanding like the control and the power that they actually have. If I didn't need money, you know, if I had all of it already taken care of, like, this is what I would be doing. This is my passion. This shit lights me up and makes me feel so happy. And I feel so grateful that I even allowed myself to dream up this career, this business, whatever it is, because it's like totally my own design, right? Like, this isn't somebody else's creation. Like, this is my creation. This is my inspiration, my energy. Not like the cookie cutter version of what someone else is doing, or like, you know, taking somebody else's work and turning it into my own. Like, this is all stuff that has helped me in my own life and maybe inspired by other people's work, but my work at the end of the day, just like everyone's work is inspired by something. Of course, my work was inspired by something, but it all has like my own twist and like personality to it, you know? And I don't know. I think I was saying to you the other day that I feel like the understanding of the work that I'm moving into is like a clear indication to me that I'm moving into a new place energetically. My beliefs in the work, my belief in like my own desires, you know, they're developing more deeply than they ever have before. And I feel like I'm standing in the middle of everything that I ever wanted right now. I'm standing in the middle of everything that I ever asked for, that I dreamed of. And, you know, I'm dreaming of bigger, grander things. And I feel the anticipation of those things, you know? I feel like I'm so close to them. I feel like I was saying in that last episode, like I'm in anticipation. It's like I ordered the package and now I know it's coming. Like, I know that the things that I asked for are gonna come, and I'm really excited to see the way they do, because it's never in the way I think it's gonna be, right? Never in the way I think it's going to be, just in the way I'm inspired to. And I get it now. I get it more than I got it like before. You know, I still got to where I wanted, but now I feel like it's going to be so much smoother of a process because I get it. Like, I get it now. Whereas before I was sort of like floundering the whole time. I was like doing it, but I was like, am I doing it? You know? Whereas now I'm like, I feel like I have the confidence and like, I am doing it. Like, this is doing it. And so that means that I'm close, always close. And I love that feeling of anticipation, right? Because anticipation means it's like just about to happen. And I really believe that right now, that all the things I've been asking for are just about to happen. All the things, I'm just like seeing it all play in my mind like a movie scene right now. The things that I've been asking for and all the things that felt like a pipe dream probably like 4 or 5 years ago. But this, what I'm doing right now, felt like a pipe dream even 2 years ago, you know, not to mention 5 years ago. When I first started dreaming about this life, this felt like inaccessible, totally inaccessible, like so inaccessible that it made me want to smash my head into a wall every time I desired it, because the desire was so strong, but like the gap between my belief and the desire was so big that it caused, like, it felt like a train crash, you know, every time. And yet, here I am. So, you know, I know this is like getting long, so thank you for bearing with me, but like, sometimes I think about how, like, I'm only just closing out, like, the first year of my 30s, you know? And the last few years of my 20s and this first year of 30 have been, like, a dream, you know? Like, it has been mind-blowing this last year. And I think about that sometimes, and I'm like, the things that I've been creating now, and I'm only 30, like, almost 31, and I've done all of this so far, and I think about sometimes, like, maybe one day if I have kids, or, you know, talking to my nephews one day when they're old enough to actually, you know, understand me as an individual, as a person, like, know my story, and that these are stories that I get to share with, like, little people, you know? Like, that visual and with the leather bag, like, I think about that moment of, like, getting to tell, like, a kid about the things that I've done in my life. And, like, by then I'll have accomplished even more things, you know? But knowing that, like, Bali is an accomplishment, this is something that I dreamed about doing, that people out in the world dream about doing and don't feel like they can have it, or they feel like it's inaccessible, or maybe one day but not today, you know? But like, this is my story now that I get to share with people when I meet new people, when I get to tell these little people, these tiny little human people as they grow up. Like, it just feels so fulfilling to me to be able to tell another person, and not in like a braggy way, but to be able to like be a reason why someone believes that they can do it, you know? Because that's what inspired me to be where I am. It was people like Cheryl Strayed and Elizabeth Gilbert and Jess Lively and Marianne Williamson. It was like these really inspirational people who were courageous enough to talk about the things that they'd accomplished. And those people made me believe that I could do it, you know? Like, leaning on those people as my mentors, as my you know, like the candle on like the darkest day, like those were the people. And the thought that I could potentially be that person that serves as inspiration, it's just like, ah, man, satisfying. It's fucking satisfying. Okay, anyway, oh, I'm gonna stop blathering now. I'm gonna go eat breakfast. I love you so much, and I'll talk to you really soon, babe. Okay, bye. And until next time, quiet the mind, listen within, and always follow the joy.